You tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, I know to a lot of people, the 2012 Olympic Games, well, it's all been and gone, hasn't it? I mean, I know locally, I don't think you either loved it, or you hated it, yeah? But either way, it's gradually fading away into people's collective distant memory. Well, of course, just here in East London, there was always something a bit more than about just a couple of weeks of sporting events. A central part of the bid to host the Games was, of course, a legacy of thriving, sustainable communities, transforming the area and revitalising an often neglected part of the capital. Now, earlier on, I met up with Kevin Jenkins, yeah, from the Newham-based Community Links organisation, and asked him, well, I don't know, whether looking back, he thought the Olympics had been, I don't know, a good thing or a bad thing for East London in general. I don't know, and Newham in particular.
I think the jury's still out, in a sense. The actual event itself was very good for the borough. People had a good time, lots of fun, lots of enjoyment. But the real point, as I saw the Olympics, was the continuing legacy for the area. At the moment, I must admit, I'm a bit worried about the legacy that we hope for isn't going to happen. And I think we have to work hard to make sure it does happen if we should remain true to the principles that we got the Olympics for in the first place.
Okay, let's pick that apart and look at some of the issues to do with that. I mean, think of it in terms of, like, the actual park itself. I mean, what do you reckon to that? Do you reckon it's measured up to standards?
Certainly the park is a lovely facility for lots of local people who are using it. Also a good attraction for the borough, and it helps us raise the aspirations in the area. Very impressed by the park and all what's in it and what's still to come in it as well.
Of course, what's been promised as well to do with the park and all the sporting facilities was more people getting involved in sport locally. Do you think that's happened?
I think it's happened to a certain extent, but not enough, by nowhere near enough. And obviously, the latest figures that just come out that show that Newham's got one of the least active populations in the whole country would suggest it hasn't happened. Sport has always been big in this area, and there are lots and lots of clubs in the area and a whole variety of sports. I think a lot of those are looking for some sort of help and support to enable them to expand their facilities that they've got, to improve facilities, and in doing that, getting more people active in sport. I think in an area like Newham, you do need to encourage people to get involved in sports. And there tends to be a correlation between people who are living in deprivation, in poverty, don't really get involved in sports because there's lots of other issues in their life that come first. So if you break that cycle, break that mould, you do need to invest in that in the future. And I think it is by funding stuff at a very grassroots level that gets people involved in sports in the first place. Have a go sessions, taster sessions, holiday projects for youngsters. And from there, use that as a stepping stone to move on to the clubs and other organisations that we have in the borough. And then hopefully, eventually, we'll have more and more Newham people in the future becoming part of the Olympics team in future years.
Another thing that was promised from the Olympics as well was jobs for local people. Have they delivered on that?
Okay, we're looking in two phases. One, there actually was the actual Olympics itself, and getting that ready and delivering it. And there's certainly a lot of local involvement in that phase of it. But clearly the more important aspect is the long-term jobs and the legacy that comes from there as well. And there certainly is more opportunities available now. And you've got the shopping centre over at Stratford Westfields, you've got Asper's, the casino coming, and have very much looked towards employing local labour. And that is a good thing.
And because, of course, what a lot of people have said is a lot of these jobs have been created, that they're low-skilled, dead-end jobs in things like hospitality and in retail, and quality jobs have just not been created.
In the jobs that have, in those areas that have been created, there are obviously managers required, people to develop it and move on for it. I mean, it's important that local people have got an equal access to opportunities there, as well as the more run-of-the-mill type jobs. And certainly with some of the new stuff that's playing now, the various colleges that are coming into the area, the actual former press centre and what's going to happen there and so on, there's opportunity now for all sorts of types of interesting jobs. The key's got to be is that the local people have the opportunity to access those and apply for those. So I think it's two things we need to do there. One is we have to ensure that process happens, but secondly, we need to make sure that we continue to ensure local people have the skills to be able to access those jobs in the first place.
Thinking in terms of housing as well, now there's been this whole shift and a lot of investment going on in London generally, and in particular in East London. A lot of the focus has shifted towards East London, which of course has meant there's a lot more development going on. But what a lot of local people are saying is this isn't affordable and isn't available to them. What would you say to that?
I think there's quite a lot of truth in that, actually. It was quite clear that in the Olympics did promise housing for local people. And I'm concerned that more hasn't been done on that front. I think it's very important that people in this area who want to stay in this area are able to do so. They're not pushed out as a result of what's happening and the new stuff that's coming on. Also concerns me that all what's happening and all what's happening with the legacy, that we've still got very high levels of poverty overall in the borough. And I really would like people to come together to look at how far we've gone down the road of legacy, how we can learn from what's happened so far, so we can move forward with those lessons learned to try and move forward to achieve what we all want, that which is opportunities locally for people to have employment, housing and a good quality of life. Yeah. And we've got some way to go before that. I think now we can get together, get people together, look at where we've, look what's happened, what the successes are, and there has been lots of successes. Don't get me wrong, there's been successes.
What do you see being the major successes of the Olympics? What it's really sort of done for Newham in particular and East London in general?
Well, I mean, it's certainly shown that East London isn't sort of this little thing on the edge of London where no one wants to go because it's full of thieves and robbers and everything else. It isn't. It's shown East London what it is to be. It's a vibrant, aspirational, multicultural area. And also, it has encouraged new industry, new business into the area. I think we just have to go one step bit further now, build on what's good, recognise what's wrong, bring it together and take it forward so we can achieve what we all want to achieve for people of East London.
Of course, what the Olympics promised is thriving, sustainable communities. Do you think that's happened?
We haven't achieved it so far. I think there's still areas of the borough who feel they're isolated from what's happening in the Olympics. My fear is that we'd end up, with other regeneration this area has happened in the past, is that it's regenerated the infrastructure, but not the people. The successful regeneration, what we sustainable, is we regenerated the area in parallel with the people here being able to access the opportunities that have come from it. And that's what we want to achieve.
And finally, if there's one thing that could be done to create a meaningful, lasting legacy at the 2012 Olympic Games, what do you think that would be?
That's the gold medal question, isn't it? What it would be for me is what we wanted to achieve in the first place. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to turn this area around for a better quality of life of all people in the area into the future, and not just this generation, but to generations to come. I might be idealistic, I still think that's achievable if we can work together. Take from where we are now, working on those foundations to keep working towards that. I do think that's achievable.
Kevin Jenkins from Community Links. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much.
And of course, while some people I think they tend to forget about promises that are made maybe to the run-up to the 2012 Games, there's pretty all sorts of extraordinary claims that was going to be made. Here on New Sound Radio 92 FM, we intend to continue looking at this issue of legacy and the Olympics. We're not going to be forgetting about it and what it means for local people. And of course, we've got Jenny Bates with us from Friends of the Earth. I don't know, Jenny, what did you make of that?
Really interesting. It's a big issue, and there are definitely things that we should and could be doing. Everything I talked about should be an Olympic legacy. Clean air was supposed to be something that was sorted out before the Olympics.
Was that actually mentioned? Was that part of the deal?
Part of the deal that we were supposed to have met those limits I mentioned that are set by the World Health Organization and the EU to help protect health. We were supposed to have met those.
And here we are, a couple of years later, sort of like being taken to court for not doing them.
And we're way over. The gentleman was talking about activity, and if we get people walking and cycling, then they get their activity, and it's also helping air pollution. So that would be a win-win. And the Olympics didn't need great big new road river crossings in East London. It didn't need an expanded city airport, so why do it now? And the other thing is, I think, on jobs and homes, because again, those big roads are a waste of space. You end up with sort of low employment uses like distribution and warehousing. And think of city airport and how much land that takes up, and the blight that exists from, you have to allow for the potential crash zone for the airport, and that blights masses of land.
Yeah, well, that is, it's all around the airport. There's a certain area, certain space around it where you're not allowed to develop anything, and it's like a safety issue just in case something all goes wrong and things like that. So there's actually quite a large area there which not just noise and pollution. Actually, you're not allowed to build there under sort of like regulations and things like safety regulations.
Yeah.
So it's quite a large area there, isn't it? an issue, isn't it, eh? Do you think they're going to meet any of these legacy targets at the end? I mean, you know, there's some things. Certainly in terms of you look at Stratford, and you can certainly say transport's a lot better there.
Yeah,
public transport has improved.
That's the right sort of thing. You know, we invested in good public transport, and then that makes it better for everyone. That was a good legacy. I can't remember quite how much was developed because of the Olympics or what was going to happen anyway. But
maybe it's a bit of a catalyst, I think, some of it certainly was.
That's the best sort of thing to have invested in.
Yeah, okay. All right, stay tuned because, and it's going to run, you know, this one, isn't it? Okay, stay tuned because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Stay tuned.